this particular subject really gives you a lot of trouble. And actually, it's of no fault of your own. It's really something you have learned in your lives, learned from your fathers and mothers, and theirs from theirs, and so on and so on into antiquity. But just for the point of reference, I want you to know it was not always this way. This particular subject was not always a problem, not like it is for you now. It is more like what you would say as straightforward. Sexuality was really certainly for the purpose of having a procreative ability, but also for pleasure. Those who were not enjoying a partner could easily go to the local brothel and enjoy sexuality for as much as they want, providing, of course, they can pay. And in some cases, there was just a brief encounter and sexuality took place, and that was that. No more was said about it. And certainly, there was not a consideration for children out of wedlock, because there was not marriage. Believe it or not, marriage is a relatively new phenomenon, though it is touted to be of an ancient tradition. It is not really. It actually was as simple as you picking a partner, and hopefully it was mutual, yes, picking a partner, and then usually if there were political or perhaps sociological or economical reasons, the tribal leader would approve or disapprove, but beyond that there was not any sort of other formal kind of sanction. Mutual agreement was sufficient to be together. Well, as you can see, in this culture, in this day of your age, things are a bit different. So we want to take a little bit of the time to explain why that is and how it came about and how it sort of fits or not in the case of what might be called organic flow. We will say that the human being is really a mixture of a spiritual being residing within the constituency of a human body or animal body, though we will not spend time to sort of explain the source of that. That is actually available for you on a previous discussion that has been recorded. So if you are interested, please do ask Michael about it later. It might be helpful and supportive certainly for this discussion. But suffice it to say that your origins are certainly from the animal kingdom. That in itself is sort of a problem for many people. They do not consider that aspect as very, supportive to your stature. It's something you like to, as you say, play down, to back up from, to reduce to some extent. The picturesque view of the modern human being is somewhat more sophisticated than groveling and running around on all fours. Yes, but you still possess a number of animalistic characteristics which you work very hard to suppress, and it only shows its face when something goes wrong.